Hello everyone, welcome to an audio boo. I've not done one in a while, so let's do this. Today I want to talk about something a little bit different. Today I want to mention, first of all, rebuilding friendships. I've been doing a bit of that, and I managed to do it a bit more yesterday, so I'm really happy with that. I'm back in touch with someone again that I sadly fell out with. It's a shame when it happens, but sometimes it's your own stupid fault for doing it, and I did it. You know, I made a big mistake. I made a big fucking mistake. Excuse my language, but I did. Anyway, been around on Amazon a bit lately. Bought myself some new equipment, one of the things I bought, is this. No, it's not the phone. It's what's around my phone. For about 74 quid, it was a bit expensive, but this is worth having. This is an Apple Elastoma battery case. But you've got a battery case. Yeah, I have got a battery case. But it's not the same as this. No, no. This is what they call a battery extender. Now, what that means, basically, is that it will go and use the power from this first, and then your phone battery. So if your phone battery is at 100%, your case will deplete first. Basically meaning that your phone is running off an extended battery. You've got double, maybe more, time with your phone, because effectively you're running two different batteries. Now my other case that Leanne Gilchrist gave me, that is what they call a booster. So you put your phone on that, and it does nothing until you activate it with the button on the back. As soon as you activate the button on the back, it comes to life and it powers your phone and it charges it. It's effectively what they call the equivalent to a juice pack or something. These Apple ones are exactly the same, but different. They work in a different way. They are always on. This is always, always on. So when you're using your phone, your battery is always on, effectively. So your phone is always on its extended battery. It doesn't have a button to press. You just charge up the whole thing. You charge your phone, you charge your battery, and everything's good. So that's what happens there. You do that, and it effectively charges the device and the battery. What happens is your phone will run on the battery case. It'll tell you how much power. You can look in the, there's a widget. If you three finger flick right from page one on your home screen, you get to the widgets page. There you can find That's my clock in the hall. It sounds like an ice cream van, doesn't it? It's lovely. You can find on the widget page information about your battery on your phone, and it's up to 100%. It also then has another bit that says case. That will tell you, the one for the case will tell you how much power is left in your backup case, or in your extender case, as we'll call it. It will run that one down first, so your extender will run down first. Once your extender's run down, your phone then takes over. I think it takes over about 5% or something. It's not like, it doesn't go all the way to zero, I don't think. I think it goes to 5% and then it cuts off and your phone takes over and does the rest. It's dead good. I love it. It's a really nice battery case. It's a nice looking case. It's like a silicone material. It's beautiful. Beautiful. And it was about 70 some quid, but 70 some quid to my better, because I know now that my phone has got enough life in it to last a good 2-3 days, which the iPhones never do. As you know, the iPhone's pretty crap on battery. But with an extender case, I'd highly recommend it. You can get it for the 6, 6S and the 7. Because obviously the difference between the 6 and the 7 is the lack of headphone jack on the 7. They did make a version of this case for the 7, which I think has got a slightly bigger battery. I got the one for the 6. I have tried a 7 in my 6 case. My friend Mark Clayton, Chuffer 73, has got the 7. And we put his 7 in my 6 case. And that was basically that. So that's what we did. We did that and it worked. It worked. We got it to do what we needed to do. It was a lovely, it's a lovely little case. You could get it white or black. Obviously, I went on Amazon and managed to get a white one. I've seen the new iPhone 7 in black. My friend Mark Clayton has one, and it's in black, and it's gorgeous. It really is gorgeous. It's like anodized black. It's awesome. It feels like glass. It's really smooth and polished. I think if I get a new phone, I might get a black one next time. I don't know. We'll think about it. I'm waiting on the 7S or the 8 or whatever they're going to bring out next. I've heard rumours it's going to be the 7S, which is going to have a totally different display to the 7 previous generations of iPhone. I really don't know what they're going to do. It might be interesting to see what Apple actually do with it. But anyway, I thought I'd share it with you about this this battery extender rather than a battery case. It is a case, but it extends the battery. It doesn't complement it, if that makes sense. The other ones are chargers. They will charge your battery. So if your phone's getting a bit low, you can ask it for a boost and it'll boost you back up. And then the case turns off. These do it totally different. And I prefer the way this does it because I know if I'm on a long journey, I can go out with a fully charged phone. I don't have to press any buttons. I don't have to do any shenanigans. I can just get on my train and go. You know, I can just jump on a train and just go. It's easy. It's simple. It works. You know, it works. And it works bloody good. Anyway, guys, there is some booze going to be coming up at some point about my new clocks. Some of these I've got at home now, some of them I had at Sam's. They are going to be coming up on Audio Boo. I just haven't edited the recordings yet. I need to edit them to get them into the 10-minute format. But, yeah, it's all good. Now, I wish Apple would make one of these battery extenders for the iPods. Now, that would be frigging cool. Really would. Because the problem with the iPods is your battery on the iPod goes rather quickly. You know. But these are nice. They're bulky, but it's not over bulky. You know, that's what I love about it. It's not over bulky. It's just bulky enough. You know you've got it in your hand. And you can feel where the battery is on the back. So, it's good. It works. So we're just coming up to, I'm just checking my timings on this boo so I can round it off properly. But yeah, the overview here is that this battery case is really nice. It's a solid member. Because it's kind of like elastic stuff. The battery's inside it. Once the battery on these is done, it's time for a new case. But, you know, they are really good for what they are. The batteries will probably last ages on them. I'm going to go and have a look on the Uji and see what we're actually getting here. Right, on page 1. Charged is the case. The phone is at 100. So, that's how you get that. So, yeah, my case is at 54%. My phone is fully charged. That will power my phone probably for the rest of the day and then into the next day. I started using it yesterday afternoon. And, pardon me, I